Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Sukkah, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. Sagt der Mishnah, Miyadatinakis, from the hands of the little children, Shaimtin means the Gedolim would pull out, like Shemitah means to slip away. We slip away from the regular working. Shaimtin as Luvayan, they would pull out, do the Lulavim of the Ketanim. In other words, this is the seventh day of Sukkot, after they finished the whole Seder with the Arava and the Seder with the Lulav, and the Lulavim and the Yisragim are still in their hands, there was a minig that the Gedolim would grab the four minim from the hands of the Ketanim that were in the base of Migdash, the Eichlin Esregeim. And they also took their Esregeim and ate it. Wasn't this Gzela? Zogt Rashi, no, because that was the minig and it was done Mishim Simcha, it was an accepted thing. But let me ask you something else. How were they allowed to eat the Esregeim? Weren't the Esregeim Muktzah to eat during Sukkot? An Esreg is Miyuchad for the Mitzvah, not for eating. And didn't we say once something is muktzah, at the beginning of the day, it remains muktzah throughout the day? So the answer is en hachanami, but we're talking about the esrogim of children over here. So they weren't really designated for a complete mitzvah. It was just for the chinuch of the children. And memela, we say it's only until after the mitzvah, not for the entire day. There is another taich in the Mishnah that miyad does not mean from the hand of the children. Rather, it means miyad, right away. According to that pshat, the Mishnah is saying, miyad, as soon as they finished the mitzvah of lulav and the arava, the little children took the lulavim out of the agada, out of whatever connected it to the esrogim and the hadassim, and they would start playing around with it. And they also ate their esrogim. According to this pirish, we can say that the gedolim are not allowed to eat the esrogim of the ketanim, because enachanami, for them it's muksa, it's that the little children ate their esrogim. At least that's how Tysus explains it in one shot. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that from the hands of the little children, the Gedolim would take their lulavim, then eat up their esrogim. It was all part of the simcha of the moment. No one really minded. Everyone was happy with this. And others learned that miyad doesn't mean from the hand, but miyad means right away. And it's the little children that undid their lulavim to play with it and ate their esrogim. And it wasn't that the Gedolim took it away from them.